Welcome back to Java with Sugar. Today again, you join us for ARC 2 around the automotive industry. Today, we'll be discussing trends within the industry. Again, I'm joined by Peter McMullen, who leads all of our initiatives around the auto cloud solution. Being our last episode for the ARC, in a moment, we'll discuss industry trends and how automotive cloud might support a dealership and OEMs. But first, Peter, would you briefly recap the ARC before getting into these trends?
Yeah, for sure. So the first thing that we discussed, obviously, is what is automotive cloud? And to go over a reminder, it's a, you know, Salesforce's dive into the automotive industry. We're taking sales cloud, we're adding new features, things like vehicle lifecycle management, adjustments to existing things like the leads generation path and opportunities. And we've got the option now to tie in service cloud to handle dealerships that have a service center attached to it. We then talked about how dealerships and OEMs are both going to benefit from Salesforce, from automotive cloud in specific, even though they have very differing needs in the industry. And that's because Salesforce can really expand and handle anything through really three aspects of itself. There's interconnectivity. It allows for everybody to be connected to everybody and all data to be properly connected to any associated or necessarily associated parts of data. There's the fact that it can scale to handle, you know, the smallest dealership all the way up to the largest OEM. And there's its accessibility, giving access in, at the right time to the right people without requiring tons of, you know, manpower to make that work and make that happen. And then finally, last episode, we talked with Johnny about how D'Absolute really works to bring automotive cloud to life through implementation. And I think that we really do that, and Johnny emphasized this, that we understand the industry pains, like change management, like the fact that there's a very siloed nature of the existing industry software solutions. And then we build automotive cloud to alleviate those pains. With respect to change management, we're really focused on using Salesforce's interconnectivity and its accessibility so that when users enter into automotive cloud for the first time, they're seeing more of the data that they need in an easier way. The click paths are simpler, so on and so forth, so that they feel like it's not a huge issue to change over. And with respect to the siloed existence of software solutions right now in the automotive industry, we're trying to use automotive cloud to break down some of those walls to allow for information to flow more easily between your different software solutions. And Stephen, I know that you weren't on the last episode, but I don't know if you had anything to say about what Johnny and I were talking about with respect to the alleviation of some of these industry pains.
Yeah, I mean, the episode is great. I would encourage everyone to catch a view of that. But it really shows how Johnny and yourself, Peter, like you guys have really established the industry, what's going on, and most importantly, some of these pains that we're really looking to address in the near future. And I think that goes in par with some of these trends that you're seeing as well in the automotive industry. Maybe you'd like to share how some of these pains and trends are addressed and have that interconnectivity between them?
Yeah, of course. So like you said, we're handling the pains in the industry, which is looking at the past, looking at what's happened already.
Right.
But then the trends, we want to look forward. We want to prepare ourselves for the future. We don't want to just sit in the now. We want to get ready to help you with things that you're going to have to deal with in the future. And one of the trends that we're definitely seeing is the fact that margins are shrinking. So one aspect of that is that you're going to need to start to locate revenue ops more heavily through data mining and new technology. You're going to be relying on capturing good and quality data, but then not having your salespeople or any of your users generating leads or opportunities from that data. You're relying on the existing technology, on how automotive cloud and your other software solutions will handle, process, and interpret that data. And obviously, we're going to start to see an increase in how that's done on a human scale as AI starts to be added and transitioned more into a variety of software solutions. But I think what we're really looking at right now on the automotive cloud front is hands-free lead or opportunity generation.
And Interesting.
this is a really good example of what Johnny and I were talking about last week, where one of the examples was the drive-through generation. So salespeople can see that there is the perfect car for your used car sale like
Right.
lot that's going through the service center. So you can go down, you can talk to the person right away, or the availability for using equity mining throughout your sales opportunity generation is going to be vital, being able to recognize when there are new opportunities that are actually beneficial in payments for your clients. So I think those are really, really big examples of how we're trying to focus on and handle trends that are looking to the future.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, I can really see how that trend is making that sale a lot more streamlined and easy, right? Allowing the agents to just work on their daily operations and almost get fed these leads and opportunities they have to work on, for the next day, for the next week.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned a lot of trends in selling, and I'm seeing some trends in service. You know, a lot of these dealer groups, they're getting bigger. You know, they're owning 10, 20 dealerships. You know, they might own a handful of dealerships in a large metropolitan area. So, trying to differentiate themselves, being a lot more customer centric, enhancing that experience, I think this is a trend that I'm seeing. Things like loyalty programs for service centers, things like personalized marketing. You know, if you're in the market for an SUV versus a car, you know, some of those ads and some of those, marketing campaigns you might face are going to be vastly different. And just being able to interact with dealers and service centers, I think that's a very interesting trend. Being able to book your service calls remotely through a text message, through a web portal, having a direct line of communication to one of your sales agents, just being able to text, "Hey, when's your next available appointment?" I think this Uber-like nature of technology that us as consumers were so used to, you know, some of these other industries like the automotive industry, I think they're trying to see that as a value add that they can offer. So
Oh,
it's just
100%.
very, very interesting, like how a lot of these trends are both prominent in sales as well as service. Because I mean, the sale doesn't stop when you drive off the lot. You're definitely going to come back, right? And so I think trending into that is largely important. You know, there's a lot more trends. I wish I could stay here forever and speak about them, but we definitely have to conclude this episode. So I just want to thank the audience again for your time. Thank you for tuning in. Please like, comment, share, and subscribe to our podcast. We hope this arc on the automotive industry has been insightful. Please reach out to us if you have any further questions, and please stay tuned for our next arc. Again, thank you for your time and have a wonderful day.